And here we are on Timwell Day, glorious day. It always is on Timwell Day, isn't it? The sun is out, a little bit breezy, but blue sky, white clouds, and a beautiful garden we are in as well, which you may or may not know is here. So I've come in to tell you more and find out all about it. It's on the way up, as if you imagine you're driving up towards St John's and you're heading up past where the old Timwell pub used to be and up to the Timwell in the corner, or the Farmer's Arms, I think it used to be. There's a lovely little garden on the side there. And I've come to two people who have been working very hard for quite some time to restore this garden. So let's find out more. So we'd just like to introduce yourselves.
Vanessa Callan.
Jane Prescott.
Both well-known names on the Manx firmament, it must be said. Right, Vanessa, we'll start with you. Tell us where we are and what's been going on here first.
Right, well, about 18 months ago, my friend Helen Robinson and I decided we were involved in having a couple of beds down here, and we decided that it was going to rack and ruin, really. Nobody was looking after it. And Helen said, well, maybe we should do it. So that's how it all started about 18 months ago.
And what had it been originally?
Well, I think Jane's probably better to tell you about that.
Yeah, so I've had a very long association with the garden. So I designed it for government in early 2018 as part of the Year of Our Island celebrations. And it was only supposed to be a temporary garden, supposed to have been dismantled in early 2019. And there was such an outcry about that that it was kept, but I did tell government because it was only built as a temporary garden, it would only last about 5 years. And that's about the time that Vanessa and Helen contacted me and said it's a real shame, because it was looking very, very sad at that point. So
now there's been a whole team of volunteers working on it for the last 18 months or so?
Yeah, we've had a lot of help from lots of different people, really. So first of all, we managed to get some funding from the Lottery Trust, the Manx Lottery Trust, and we've got a team of friends and family, really, to start with, to come and help us. And the first thing we tackled was the wildflower beds, and we've completely reseeded those. So we've had to thank Ballinevan Compost and Manx Muck for with help and donations from them as well.
Yeah, yeah. I like the Ballinevan, I've got a bag at home.
a lot of hard work from volunteers, and I said friends and family, that came and helped us over the winter months to shovel tons and tons of compost onto the beds. And then the Wildlife Trust have helped us with getting seed as part of their Make a Space for Nature project. So that's the wildflower seeds that you can see in the two big beds over there. And they're absolutely blooming at the moment. They look, we can't believe it, they look absolutely fantastic.
So they do, I must admit. I'm just looking around, and obviously tricky to say on the radio, but it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
The wildflower seed is an experimental mix that's been put together by Philip Payne at Manx National Heritage. So it's been fantastic to work with him and to just see what an amazing display has come from it. From the dry weather in May, we thought nothing was going to happen, didn't we?
We did.
Started to rain, and it just has exploded into the beautiful display that it's showing today. Covered with butterflies, I should say.
And bees, lots of bees, hoverflies. It looks great. It looks really great.
There is. It's an insect haven and a wildflower haven. Is the design, Jane, sort of roughly the same as your original layout, or identical, or has it changed radically?
No, it's completely identical. The design hasn't changed at all. Still the same concept about celebrating biosphere. The only change is that there were 19 raised beds that were put in, and when the original garden was done, each of these was taken by one of the schools on the island. They were all invited, and 19 took them up. And they had to design that bed with their interpretation of what was special about the Isle of Man. So I think there's two schools
that are still using beds,
which were original.
Yeah.
And so now the rest of the beds have been let to a variety of different organisations and private individuals.
All right. Can you tell us about them?
Brownies, Rainbows, Scouts, and we've got Munjavega Playgroup have got a bed. The Home Educators have got a bed. Jane's got her own bed.
I have a Manx herbalist
bed.
My first visit garden, showing home remedies from the garden. So it's lovely to have that as well.
Yeah, my beekeepers have got their bed here. They were one of the original beds. And then we've just got members of the community as well. Some people have just taken a bed, because they haven't got enough room to grow things at home, which is great. So we've got all sorts of ages involved, right from the Munjavega children preschool children right through to some quite elderly people that have taken beds on as well. So it's great to have such a mix of people involved in the garden.
And do they all actually sort of look after their own beds themselves?
They all look after their own beds themselves, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a terrific idea. Mm-hmm. And just as we cast our eyes around, it's a lovely sight today, like I said, on Tynwald Day. A little bit breezy as you can hear going through the trees and surrounded by sycamore trees around the border on the outside. But also things which catch the eye. There's on my right here and a lovely enormous wooden chair.
I can't tell you about that.
I don't know about that either. That appeared in the garden.
I assumed it must be a donation of a piece of sculpture of some kind.
No, that wasn't part of the original design.
It's great. I mean, it fits in beautifully.
It's wonderful, and people love to come and sit in it and have the photograph taken. The habitat beds in the centre are the same. So there are four beds that represent our maritime habitats and four beds that are land habitats. And for me personally, it's been fantastic as part of this project to see the silhouettes of the guillemots on the cliff bed. It's been fantastic to put the animal templates back into those now, and Vanessa's been gallantly sorting those out.
Yeah, so yes, we've sorted out we've sort of launched today is our nature quest. Which is called Quest Nador in Manx. I hope I pronounced
well
that
done.
Right.
Well done, that sounded good.
So people can come in and there's a QR code, there's a big sign showing the silhouettes, and people can come in and they can do a little treasure hunt. So we've had quite a few people in this morning already, children coming in and going around and finding all the wooden silhouettes in the central beds in their habitats.
It's gorgeous. So it's, as you say, it's a haven for lovely plants, a haven for insects and wildlife as well. We're seeing butterflies as we're going around, some hoverflies, and again, bees have been busy just to the left here down some hebe, I think. It is a real sight at this time of the year. Is it open then as a community garden? Is it open to anyone year-round, or how does that work?
Yeah, so people can pop in any time that they like. I mean, all the beds are taken at the moment, but we do from time to time have volunteers coming into the garden. So we've got a Facebook page, if people want to follow us on that to see when we're doing, you know, like when we did the wildflower beds, we needed lots of manpower and people came and helped us with that. So from time to time, we'll have volunteers coming in to do specific jobs. We also have probation services have also been supporting us, and they've been doing some of the bigger jobs, like clearing the wood chippings off the paths, which are looking great now that they've been cleared. And they help us by doing things like cutting the buddleia down in the spring. We're making a dead hedge at the back of the site. There's a dead hedge where all the clippings and things go.
Which again will be another attractive to wildlife as well. Mm-hmm. So it's lots of different habitats, and obviously with the trees around as well. So real haven. And as you can feel, quite sheltered today as well. But we find a lot of people call in, surprisingly, when they're going along the heritage trail. People will stop in and have their lunch, and people bring children down and everything. So I should say the Facebook page is Garinella 9. If anybody wants to join us.
So you can find the details there, and if you want to get involved, you can get involved that way as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think we just got a couple of other thanks, because obviously I said the Manx Lottery Trust gave us funding to start with, but Culture Vannon have also supported us with our Nature Quest, and they've provided funding for the board. And we're going to have butterfly board as well.
Yes, we've got butterfly
because late, as the summer goes on, when all this buddleia is out, it's an absolute haven for butterflies. Finally, I'd like to thank Peel Charity Shop as well, who gave us a generous donation earlier this year to keep us going.
Well, it's terrific. It's a credit to you and all the volunteers that it's been restored, not allowed to disappear into obscurity. It's a gorgeous community garden. Come and check it out. If you're around St John's, you can sit in there. There's a couple of the police are having their lunch as we're talking there today. There's some little picnic benches there. So what better spot if you want to come and have a bit of fresh air, sit in beautiful environment surrounded by a great deal of biodiversity. Watch the bees, the birds, listen to the trees, and have your lunch. What could be better? Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you.